KJO, AWRO. Good morning, Tom. Good morning. Heading to Grand Rapids and then to Ann Arbor.
Yeah, I was listening to your QSO with Phil before on FBI. Got a long, you got a little bit of a busy day today.
Yeah, this was when I was 21 Friday, but they wouldn't let me in. So I'm like, all right, I'll come back on Tuesday, the original date that was scheduled. And they said, what time are you going to be there? I said, I don't know, between 9 and 10. They go, fine, that works. You know, it's a government building, so you have to kind of set an appointment for this one.
Yeah, you won't want to be turned away again. Too many trips out, not getting anything accomplished. But I know it goes with the territory, but nice to address it when you can.
Oh, yeah, I did. I said, it is what it is. You know, somebody else, you know, put a battery in there, but it's still giving a problem. So order the right battery. I'm going to go there and put it in, and hopefully it should work.
All righty, sir. Well, you have safe travels today. I haven't had my breakfast yet, so I think I'll just stay home and make something up in the kitchen. Got a new egg pan so I can do over easy. Really nice. Have a good one, Tom. An AWRO after you.
Yeah, I got a nice little frying pan for over easy myself. Hey, have a good morning. Enjoy breakfast. I'll be here for a while. KCKDO 73.
WAPD.
Well, you're up early.
I am. I just turned on my radios and a dashboard, and I saw you were on the dashboard, so I figured I'd say good morning.
I guess we call it a good morning. I woke up, I think, like 6:30.
Yeah, I woke up early, but I was fortunate enough to fall back asleep. So I got a whole bunch of stuff to do at work today. I might have some driving to do today. Not sure yet, but we shall see.
Yeah, I think I called the Grand Rapids to change off this battery that I couldn't do on Friday. And I got to shoot down to Ann Arbor and take care of an issue down there. So.
Very good. Where are you at right now?
Vincent.
Morning, Tim. I saw you here, too.
Home of Frosted Flakes.
What's that again?
Oh, I'm thinking he's getting a bowl of Frosted Flakes. He says something about making some eggs. So I'm just messing with them. Yeah, I got, I sent an email to Motorola. I get the customer hub account. I'll set up application. Option. So I think once they approve me, then I can get in there.
Okay, if that doesn't work, I have another solution. Just let me know.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I had a Motorola Solutions account before for all my Vertex Standard HD, but they changed the website and said I had to reapply. So I think after reapplying, I don't think I'm going to have an issue.
Yeah, well, for the $5, it's not worth the hassle. You know, that way, once you put the $5 at that radio, I mean, then it's there forever, and it makes it nice. And then if it ever loses it, you can just tell it to reactivate it, and it puts it back in it.
Yeah, I saved it on my file server, so I have it. And plus, I got the emails from Motorola. I did it on Saturday, and I knew they weren't going to be up until Monday. So I sent a request to reactivate my customer hub account, told them what I was using it for. They're pretty easy to work with, I know that.
Yeah. Well, the other thing is you really won't need any of that stuff because on the top of 2.0, there's a thing that says, so let's say it loses it, and there's a top and says reactivate my licenses, and you just touch that, and it turns all the stuff that really go back on.
Oh, yeah. Like I said, when I got the license key, it said it's for CPS 10.0 and above. I'm like, what? So I emailed support on that. I mean, the software is there. It's a free download. I just got to get activated so I can grab it.
Yeah, but you got to have a current account. You're right. So go ahead and get that, and we'll go from there.
Well, that's what it said when I tried activating the license key. It says you don't have a valid account for the license server. That's what I did. And I told my home operator, you know, anything that you need from me, I'll send it to you kind of thing. So I did that before, and they just opened it up, and I can get all my legacy software.
Yeah, just a second. Do you have your VHF on?
Well, the P25? Yeah.
Yeah, you're probably too far out. Okay. All right, sir, I got to get ready to go to work. If I go mobile today, I'll throw my call out. I'll find you. Oh, well, what do I have with me today? I do not have a DMR with me. Well, maybe I will. I'll grab my handy talkie. So I shall chat a little later. W-A-V-E.
Have a good morning. Don't forget your big B's. KZ at KGL 73.
That's only good on Mondays. Today's Tuesday. Made the mistake last night.
KG7FYX, statewide one.
ADA, AVI, Eric, don't have your talk group. Your talk room should be 51 time slot 1. Because you're not coming across. They see you on the sea bridge. We can't hear you, so. Eric, your talk group needs to be 51 time slot 1. And I see you keying up, but we're not going to hear you because you got the wrong information. So you're not populating across the system, right? MI5.cc is our webpage to get the right information, but 51 time slot 1. You keep trying, but you don't have the right information in there. Morning, Cody. KG7FYX, KBSWR.
Hey, good morning. This is KG7FYX. I was testing this this Motorola radio, see if I had it set up right. Apparently I do. So I was looking on the last turd on Brandmeister and saw that I made it. So I guess I didn't mess it up. Not yet, at least.
Nope, it's programmed right, so you're making it into the Sioux. You got a NIC 98 signal, so you must be fairly close.
Yes, I am pretty close. I'm probably straight line distance, I'd say, within 2 miles, maybe 3 miles. And using the antenna on the roof, which helps a lot, has quite a bit of gain on 70 centimeters. So I have this turned down just to 5 watts, so yeah, it sounds good. So I feel like this is, like, audio quality. It certainly sounds better than my handheld, but that's probably no surprise.
Yeah, well, I may not sound the best coming back to you because I'm coming through a analog patch, so my audio is not, but it works.
Yep, you kind of broke up there for a second, but I caught you on the analog patch. So, yeah, I'll be listening on here, see if anyone else comes on, just because I'm just curious to see how it sounds with a few different connections. So I'll be hanging out here on Statewide 1.
Hey, sounds good. I think I had the right number. I gave you a call and left you a voicemail this morning, so chat a little bit about some stuff, but can't write this second. Maybe after a while, can go over some stuff. But anyways, yeah, you're making it, so I'll be listening. I usually listen to most of the repeaters that we have on, so usually I'll hear listening. Don't always talk, but more often than not, listen.
Yep, I understand that. I do a lot of listening to myself. So, wow, gotta get my own call sign right. KG7FYX, I will be monitoring.
KZKJO.
KZKJO, NAWRO. Where are you at now, Tom?
I just passed the Gerald Ford Airport, and now I'm heading to Ann Arbor.
Yeah, that's nice. One of my favorite towns. I'll be going up a little bit more in the fall. Because I think I mentioned my daughter lives right outside there. She works in Ann Arbor, actually, proper. And she lives outside of it, a small city to the west. And a lot of good memories there when she went to school at the university. So a lot of good places to eat there, I'll tell you that much.
Yeah, I'll probably find a place to grab a bike once I get in that area. I won't be there for about another 2 hours. It says 2:36 is when I arrived. So, okay, 1 hour, 55 minutes.
And probably don't want to do this to you, but what's your estimated time on site to get the project done and then do the flip?
I'll get there about 2:30, quarter to 3. It's probably going to change about a half hour to an hour to fix the issue, depending on what it is. And I'll be out of there probably about 4:30. And then pick one up at Ypsilanti before I make my way back east.
All right. No two ways around it. It's going to be a late night for you today.
It is money in the bank. That's how I see it.
I was going to make the cha-ching sound, but I'm not sure we're allowed to do that.
Well, I left the house probably about 7:15, 7:30, and then headed west. I didn't get there until about 10:30 to create a pit stop. And then I waited around for an hour to see if what I did, and it didn't. So now I got to order a new board, and I'm going to come back out here when it comes in. But that board probably won't be here for probably until next week, maybe.
I mean, it is what it is. You can't, if it doesn't work, it doesn't work. But that's got to be like, I wish it just would work, you know, rather than having to have to come back. But, yeah, you have no choice on some of that.
No, that's why I do what I do. You know, the system I'm familiar with, this is a newer control board, but something's causing it to wear out a rechargeable battery. It's supposed to be just under 4 volts. We figured it pushing for almost 5. So, of course, make the night that goes in. You know, then the charger circuit's got out the voltage.
Yeah, I'm sure you take the minor steps first, and then if that doesn't work, you gotta ramp it up. And in this case, it has to be the whole board. It's the way it is.
100%. We started with a little coin cell battery, and the other tech before me replaced it, and that still wasn't working. So then we ordered another one. I just went out there today and replaced it as soon as I put it in there. And called my guy, he goes, nope, it's still showing bad. I'm like, dude, this thing is like hot again. So something's overcharging that lithium ion. And it's not supposed to do that. It's supposed to be a trickle charge, but yet it seems like it's a full blown charge. And it senses the battery voltage and it's supposed to shut off. But it's not. It's just constantly charging it. So that's not a good thing. That means the port not went bad.
Yeah, I hear you. It's like you guys got memorized just like a flow chart in your mind. We did this last time. It didn't work. Now this is the symptoms now, and this is what we got to do next. Ramp it up.
Pretty much. Be right back. Kind of call. KCAKCO.
N-A-W-R-O.
N-A-W-R-O from K-E-8-W-U-O.
N-A-W-R-O here. Hi, John. How's it going?
Not too bad. Just messing around with the net log and got it to do some exciting stuff. And I was curious if you were at home and in front of a computer. I wanted to see if it worked for you.
Well, yes, I am. I'm writing an email today first, and then I was going to respond to yours as well on Discord. But go. Let me get to a browser and let me know what to do.
Yeah, if you can open up the weekly net log, you'll see there's a partially filled out September 4th form. And I'm just kind of wondering if you could just add a couple call signs underneath and see if they populate with an address and all the information. Rather than having a stale database, I am now using the QRZ API, and so it's pulling right from QRZ, so no more stale database. So it's kind of fancy and kind of cool. I'm just curious if it works for you.
So I have it pulled up, and yes, I think you're already, I was going to mention that I downloaded context for this radio, and I was able to, believe it or not, download not only Michigan, Indiana, and Ohio, but I also did Ontario as well. And I was wondering if you needed like Ontario's database, but I think you've already went past that now here, right?
Yeah, that's kind of the beauty of using QRZ is it takes a lot of that out of the picture, because QRZ already has all of that in it. And so as long as we're using the QRZ database, it will pull, and, you know, they basically, they're going to manage the database. We don't have to, and it should have everybody everywhere in it. So, and it should always be live and up to date. So that's the beauty of using the API. I'd like to use it for the Excel version too, but there is a situation where if we don't have internet, it won't work. Since this is a Google Sheets form, if we don't have internet, we won't be able to use Google Sheets anyway. So I feel like as long as we're able to see this form, there's no reason to not just tie it directly to QRZ. So that's kind of my thought process there.
Yeah, that makes sense, and I like that. And I am looking at it now. It is a little different. I'm looking at like a spreadsheet. So I guess this is September 4th. Is that what we have up here? And what do you want me to do? Where am I typing what?
So just kind of pretend you're net control and someone's giving you call signs. So if you want to just click on the drop-down menu for the first blank row, row 9, and just add a couple call signs from the list is fine, or you can type in ones from where we sent a card to, you know, just any call signs in there. And the main thing is I just want to make sure that this script is working for people that are not me. So that's mainly all I'm after.
I copied that. Let's do a short pause so I can play with this. I'm still listening, though, in AWRO.
Copy that. I appreciate it, sir.
All right. Did you see that one? Tom goes in, fine. Just keep doing it.
Well, so far, it looks like you added your two favorite ham radio members, so that's pretty cool. It looks like it is working. At least it looks like it from my side.
Right, that is so cool, because I didn't even really realize you can just use the drop-down, of course, but if you type, still going to hit it anyways. And the lag time, so it's tracking the database. That lag time is not bad at all, right?
Yeah, it's not as quick as when I had the stale database that it was referencing, but I feel like it's fast enough. And then I tried to really give it a go where I added as many call signs in as fast as I could to see if it would give up on the last one and try the next one type of thing. But it keeps trying even when you've already added others. And so it's there is a little bit of a delay, but it's manageable, you know. So, and then you kind of get the location column first, which tells you that it's working, which is nice. But yeah, I mean, that's not bad for using an API and finding that information from QRZ. So I'm liking it. And I like that it's a live database that we don't have to maintain. And my QRZ paid membership so that it can use the XML lookup. And I don't know. It's pretty cool.
Not sure if my question got through. Is this the model that can be used like two nets at once?
Yeah, your question did not make it through. I saw it kind of chirp up, but it didn't give a call sign or anything, and there was no audio. But It is not that version yet, but it kind of is, because basically I just need to make new copies of this weekly net, and then, you know, it'll basically be the same thing. It's just going to be, rather than being this one being called weekly net, it'll be probably called like WA8MAC net, and then for the hospital net, it'll be called like McLaren net, you know, or whatever that hospital is, and so that's kind of the idea I have, and then I can just create another form that links them all together. So this is essentially what we'll be using. So I don't know if that answers your question.
Yeah, it does. I think I'm grasping it now. And then the idea is, like perhaps for the EC, for Dave, you'll have a dashboard that compiles them all together, and he can see anything. First off, it's going to be kind of rare we have multiples at the same time. But it's good that we're addressing it, because it could happen. And it would be nice for him to see both or three or however many we have in real time.
Yeah, I agree. I hope it will never happen, and I hope it will be a rare thing for the most part. But I don't actually know, you know, when all the nets will be and all that. So, but yeah, I think it's working. I'm gonna add a member that we sent a card to, just to make sure that the card is in there too, because I basically got rid of all of the stuff. I basically kind of made a proof of concept with the first version, and now this is, you know, kind of limping along into more than just a proof of concept. And so I want to kind of clean it up a little bit. So I got rid of some of the stale database and put stuff in the background and got things working in a way that I like. But yeah, there will be a dashboard, and yeah, I'm not sure how often it will be, but I guess we'd rather have it and not need it than need it and not have it.
Correct. Now I'm typing in really weird call signs. This guy checked into a net a while back, so perfect. And it, like I, that response time, I'm still can't get over that response time. That's great. What about the Canadian call sign? If we put a Canadian in, it does, it's got the database, so it would show then. Okay, gotcha. I understand.
Yeah, it should. If I dig through one of the previous logs, which I hid them all for the time being because it was just getting messy and you had to really scroll to the right to find the latest and greatest. But there was a Canadian that checked in, so I will find him and then put in his call sign, and you should see it show Windsor, Ontario. So I'm gonna look for that real quick. It should be. It's in the last 2 weeks, so I don't know if you know, but if you click on the view menu item at the top, there's an option to unhide hidden sheets, and so that's where they're all at right now. If you're curious.
All right, copy that. You're going to do the same thing I'm doing. I'm flipping through old logs because I think there was one by the name of Tim, and then I forget the other guy's name, but they have a unique call, so we'll look for that. Last quick question on the archives of the old obsolete ones. How are you going to do that? Are you just making PDFs out of them to take them out of the database so they don't take up so much room?
So I'm thinking about taking the logs and pushing them to a database that would just say, like, for instance, you know, KEAWO, last check-in, September 2nd, you know, and then total check-ins, 12, you know, and just kind of keeping a tally of that. And then we could basically run formulas off of that for active and inactive users. So if someone hasn't, and I'd like to compile the attendance log in there too, so if a member hasn't come to a meeting or checked into a net in 3 months, the database will mark them as inactive, and, you know, that type of thing is kind of where I was thinking about going. I don't know how much data we need to keep, whether or not they had announcements or anything. I did want to go with a PDF, but it's kind of useless data. You know, I'd like to actually use the data if we can, because, I mean, we are logging it, and this is real data, and I'm kind of big on mining data and using it to our advantage. So I'm open to ideas and suggestions, though.
Yeah, it looks like you're well ahead of the game. I was just thinking of storage space. On a side note, Dave's got a free Dropbox account. I have a free Dropbox account. And we got to be careful about, like, for example, how many large videos we have in there. Because otherwise your free space gets used up immediately. So I'm getting all the videos out, and we're just having, you know, documents in there, and that's not a problem. We'll have enough for that. But I like what you said about even the in-person meetings and having that, like, a searchable database. So I like where you're heading with it, for what it's worth. It sounds like you're way ahead of the game as far as I'm concerned. All right, first one to put in a Canadian call sign win. Oh, you did. You already won. All right. Looks good.
Yeah, I already got it. I found it on August 14th when Tim McMullen checked in, and it didn't show his call sign or his name because it wasn't in the FCC database. And so that's kind of the beauty of the QRZ, is it's got everyone everywhere. So, and it looks like Dave has joined us here on the net control log. Dave, please feel free to go ahead and mess around. And then I did want to mention to you guys, there's an ARPSC tab at the top, and if you click on that, there's a new menu option to create a new log, and what that will do is create a log, a new log for you to use for the day that you want to use the net. And so you can click that, and let's say there's not already a blank template for you to use. When you click on that, it'll automatically create a new tab with today's date, and it'll put the date in the V2 column, and it puts the person that initiated that, their call sign, in C2. So just food for thought on options. It might ask you for some permissions because it is trying to look up what your email name is, but I swear everything is on the up and up, so yeah, I believe you can just okay the permissions, but that's up to you. And we can kind of go over the scripts, and I can walk you guys through it as needed, so that we all understand it and can use it.
I'm going to pause here just a second in case Dave is listening on DMR, and if you want to check in, Dave. Nothing heard. Kind of a last question, John. Looking at the screen right now, you know how our one guy at the top is outside of Macomb County. Now, I'm getting to memorize all the names. I know them. But how do we know, is there, like, any way to do a fill or something that they are actually a member in good standing? We have 32 now. How does a new net controller know that, hey, this is one of our guys?
Okay, so there's kind of two ways. If you look at, like, K8RWM, you'll see it's on row 12. There is a red triangle in the top right corner, and that's basically saying, and I'd like to get rid of that, but at the same time, it's kind of useful. That's data validation saying, hey, this user isn't in your membership list. And it kind of is complaining, but it also tells you, hey, that's not someone who's a member. And then you can also see in the location column, it has the same red triangle, and it says not listed. And it's not listed because they're not a member and we don't have their location. So when we have members, I actually manually look at their address, and I determine if they're at 8 Mile Road to 14 Mile Road, and I write that down, and so then the database will just kind of know where they live and fill that out. Because it's just easier to do it that way than to, you know, like, you could type it in when they check in the 8 Mile to 14 Mile range, but if you know that they're in that range, then you just let the computer do it for you. So long story short, where it says not listed, I might change that to just say not a member or not, you know, not a current member or something. That might be a little bit clearer. But right now it just says not listed, and then we have the red triangles to indicate that this person is not a member. We might have a group chat going on. I see the blue dot there.
One I'm thinking is line five members, but he shows out of county. But I don't think he's out of county.
Yeah, it shows him in Chesterfield, which I believe that is in Macomb County. So I'll look at that right now. I might have just fat fingered one. It happens from time to time.
And I'm really getting, I don't want to get too picky here because this is like sounds better than what we had, but it's just our outside Macomb, our out of county members. Yeah, I guess, okay, the triangle is not there, so there are members. Okay, never mind, I'm good. It's good.
So, Tim, I don't know if you knew, but if you, in the top right, you can see a list. It's kind of the top right, but it's kind of, it's on the right side all the way to the left. There's a picture of a little icon of a guy that has three dots next to him. That's the group chat, which is actually probably something we should use more during a net. And Dave is saying he is listening and saying hi, so you can say hi to him there.
All righty. Copy that. I'm on my desktop, so it might be a little different. But, no, okay, I see it's there. All right. Well, sounds good. I'll sign off on DMR here. And amazing. Thank you so much. NAWRO. I'll listen out.
KC8KJO, I heard you pop in there. How's it going? I heard you're driving to the whole world today, I think I heard. What is that, Grand Rapids and then Ann Arbor and then back? I don't know how you find time to actually work. You're just always driving. you must just spend 10 minutes fixing a problem and then 5 hours driving. I'm hearing you. You came through twice for a couple seconds, but you might be in a tough spot. I'm not sure.
Yeah, just not quite making it, Tom.
I didn't think so. I'll get in when I get a little bit closer to you.
Yeah, all right. Well, NAWRO again, I will be listening on Statewide 1.
All right. I will also be listening. This is KE8WUO, and I'm going to double-check all the outside of Macomb counties and all these other ones because I'm seeing that he is, in fact, inside the county, so I don't want to be giving out any fake news.
You would never do that. Now I'm going to trick you. I'm going to put a call sign in from the Belgian Netherlands.
Well, this should be interesting. I don't know, I have to get my popcorn ready.
Oh, that is so funny. It worked. Dave and I made a contact with a guy by the name of Jan, but J is a Y over there, so it's Jan, in the Belgium, Netherlands, back on the 13th. And it filled it in. So you can join our net now. That's great. I love it. NAWRO.
Yeah, that is pretty cool. I love his call sign, too. He's got his name in his call sign. I mean, how lucky do you have to be to get that? K-E-A-W-U-O.
K-E-H-W-O-J, listening on State Line 1.
K-E-H-W-O-J, Rick. This is N-A-W-R-O. How are you doing today, sir?
Well, good afternoon. I am fat, dumb, and ugly, same as every day. How are you doing? Are you guys behaving?
Yeah, I don't think we're getting in too much trouble over here in Macomb. And that weather is nice, though. I really do have to kind of stop doing inside fun radio work and get out there and do some mowing. I got family coming over here in Richmond. We're having a good old days this weekend, so I've got family coming for that, sort of a homecoming weekend, and I should probably get the yard in shape, but right now I'm having radio fun, so maybe a little bit. N-A-W-R-O.
K-Z-A-K-J-O. Am I in now? I mean, I should be doing a few things myself, but it seems like since the heat broke there and the weather's gotten pretty nice, I've been spending a whole lot of time on the porch with the radio and a cigar.
Well, that sounds nice. Yes. Hey, Tom, you're in now. I could hear you. You're in with the QSO with Rick, K-E-8-W-O-J, and myself. Go ahead, Tom.
K-E-8-W-O-J, what's going on, Rick? Nice to hear you on DMR when I'm on here. I'm in Lansing now, Kim. Slowly getting there. K-C-A-K-J-O.
Go ahead, Rick.
Hey, Tom, good to catch up with you. I caught you on here a couple of times, but it seemed like you were gone by the time I teed up there. But it's good to hear you out here. Yep, I got into DMR. I am a new DMR infant, so you guys will have to have a little patience with me while I learn this mess. That's all the sport of the hobby. Trying something new. I heard John out there earlier, K-E-A-W-O. I just got to get in.
Yeah, we had a rather long QSO on the NetLogger he's working on. And, oh, my gosh, he's got that perfected. I'm sure he's monitoring right now. But, it's really – you're going to like it. You're going to like it for your hospital net, Tom, when we get that up and running. Turn it over to Rick for now.
Yeah, I gotta give you guys a lot of credit. You sure put in a lot of time and effort on the, I don't know what it's called, the emergency stuff there. I've heard you the last month or two talking about how to improve the points and stuff like that and how to do things better. It's amazing what you guys do. I sure we appreciate that kind of thing, you know. Luckily, we don't have any emergencies much that we need to help, but it's nice to know that if we do, you guys are there.
Well, you got to thank the volunteers and the workers and the repeater owners and things like that for the Central Michigan Emergency Network and making it such a broad type of communications. You know, for me to talk from Memphis all the way up to Petoskey when I'm going out that way or out to Grand Rapids, I mean, sure love it. There's a little sketchy parts here and there, but, you know, something that can't be going around. Go ahead, Jim.
Yeah, I appreciate the comments, Rick. Macomb is ramping up their group to be a little bit more active. There was a little hiatus there a while back, and it sure is a pleasure to do some of this stuff. And, you know, you just kind of putting the radio hobby to work. And I don't know, I find it's fun. Once I did that the spring set, that spring emergency drill that we had, once I had that, I was hooked. And I think I've mentioned already that we got another one coming up on the first Saturday of October next month, coming right up. So we're going to do another one. So, and all hams are welcome to check in to the Macomb County. Typically, you check in to whatever county you're at, but, you know, it doesn't really matter. But, yeah, looking forward to it. Rick, over to you.
Yeah, I sure like listening to the SETs there. It's kind of nice where I'm at. I can listen to Wayne, I think Washtenaw, Macomb, Oakland,
It don't seem like we're off that awful active on Oakland too, but unfortunately our
I think we only got part of Rick's message there, Tom, but looks like he can't get into our friends over at Oakland County. They're up in Pontiac, right? So I don't know. Tom, why don't you go ahead?
Yeah, I think that's the Pontiac Tower. I'd have to look on the sheet for DMR, see what that one's at, or at least roughly where it's at. But, yeah, I was listening to you and John. You guys are making the paperwork. What is that, the 214 paperwork that you're doing, or is this just for net logging that you're getting all fancy-spancied up? KCAKJ.
Yeah, if you're going to be home on Thursday for the net, or if you're going to be stationary someplace, I think I sent you that link. So you can just take a look at it in real time and monitor whoever checks people in. It's yeah, because you'll end up being you'll use it for your hospital net. So yeah, it's nice, and it's not overly cumbersome. It's meant to be a help, not like. You'll see. You'll see when you start using it. You can play with it, too, before the net, and then just wipe everything out, and you don't have to worry about messing anything up, too. But, yeah, it's going to be a plus. Over to Rick. Let's see if you can make it again, Rick.
Yeah, thanks, guys. I might drop out every once in a while. I seem to be right on the edge of the CMC repeater there. And, Thomas, I'm kind of curious. I've heard of the hospital nets, but I haven't heard any. Or don't know what they do, so if you got a second, could you explain it? Over to you, Tom.
The hospital net is similar to our regular net, but there are radios at each of the hospitals, or at least there should be. I'm not sure how many are there, how many are verified just yet, but we'll be starting a net there and testing a simplex and duplex on the hospital net. Make sure that all the equipment works. So basically, I can take a test of all the equipment, make sure we can get out and do a route from one hospital to another on simplex kind of thing. Don't know the whole aspect of it yet, but that's what's in my brain. Go ahead, Tim.
Yeah, some of this is actually new to us, Rick, too, as well, but that's my understanding. It's if it's ever needed, if there's ever an actual event that hospitals are partnering with us, so to speak. They give us room, they give us some equipment, and they want us to be able to establish emergency communication. I am kind of looking forward to that aspect of ARPSC, Amateur Radio Public Service Corps. It's kind of an umbrella organization. It used to be like ARES is part of it. Skywarn is actually part of it as well. So, yep. It's a little new to us on that. We're just still ramping that up. In fact, they're doing inventory on, are the radios still there? Do they still have an antenna connection up to the roof? And so we got a little work ahead of us, I think. But I don't know. We're going to have a meeting with the boss, and we'll just see the update, and it'll be good to figure all this out. I'm going to assign now, but I'm going to listen out to both of you guys. So for now, this is NAWRO. I will be listening out. Go ahead, Rick.
Okay, Tim, thank you for the explanation. Thanks for letting me in. I appreciate it. And that makes perfect sense. Seems like in some kind of big emergency, one hospital might get a overflow or whatever, run out of drugs or whatever it is they need. And being able to talk to another hospital to get stuff there would be a big help, too. It's great what you guys are doing. KE8WOJ. Tom, go ahead.
KCAKJO. Yeah, I'm not sure exactly what it's going to entail, but I'm looking forward to it. I volunteered for it, so I'm ready. Tim has volunteered for it because we've got to do event logging and, taking notes, basically, of the net. So it's going to be pretty interesting, I think. I think it's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, I know what you mean. When I first got my license here, I was pretty gung-ho at volunteering there, and I volunteered for the siren checks and got in on that for, I think, a couple seasons. And I don't get around so good now, a lot of medical problems, so I had to kind of give it up. I kind of wanted to get into the Skywarn and a little bit of the SET stuff and all that, but I just
I just don't seem to have the energy anymore.
Well, if you could still drive around, you could still be a Skywarn spotter. I mean, that's the main thing there. I mean, that, you know, the more Skywarn spotters we have, the better it is for the National Weather Service and the benefit to the community.
Yeah, you're right there. Maybe I'll look back into it because it seemed like the Skywarn, there wasn't a whole lot of training involved. But I remember seeing a whole page full of different kind of clouds that you had to memorize. And I was like, man, sometimes I'd like if I remember my name. Go ahead, Tom.
Well, it's not necessarily cloud that you have to memorize, but just what to look for and what to report. You know, regards to, you know, ball clouds, small clouds, tornadoes, hail, a quarter inch in diameter or larger kind of thing, wind speeds, you know, estimated or actual, depending on if you got equipment or not. You know, stuff like that. I've been a Skywarn spotter for, I don't know, probably a year. Let's see, I've had my license since 98. I think I became a Skywarn spotter at 99. So, yeah, quite a bit, quite a long time.
Yeah, I remember hearing some of the guys reporting that kind of stuff or practicing that kind of stuff on the, I think there's Skywarn Nets, and I think there was some of it on the SET, if I remember right.
Well, I missed the SET last month because I had a wedding I was at. But, excuse me, definitely something to look into. I'm looking forward to the one coming up in October. You know, Tim and I are going to tag team on that. Maybe get John W. or KAWO and do that all together.
Oh, that sounds kind of good. I look forward to listening to come some of that. But I might have to get out of here pretty quick here. Well, some landscapers just drove up, and I think it's going to get pretty noisy. Hopefully not, but we'll see.
Sounds good. I'll be on the frequency for about another hour. Roughly. Yeah, about another hour because I'm in Lansing heading to Jackson to get over Eastmont to Ann Arbor. So I'll say 73 on your final for now, and when you come back, we'll chat some more. This is KCHKJO on Statewide 1.
Okay, Tom, nice to catch up with you on DMR there, and my goodness, you sure get around. I thought your range was a little closer to home, but, well, you just get out all over the place. That's a good thing, I guess. Just be careful out there. You know, the more you're on the road, the more chances you have for some goofball to run a stop sign or a light or, you know, something like that. So just be careful out there. And take it easy, and hopefully I catch you again down the road. Kilo Echo 8, Whiskey Oscar Juliet, and I'll be clear.
KFAENF, Harbor Springs.
KE8FCR, monitoring statewide 1.
KE8FCR, monitoring statewide 1.
Station calling on statewide 1. Didn't quite catch your call, but this is KE8FCR, Kilo Echo 8, Foxtrot Charlie Romeo.
Good afternoon. This is Kilo Echo 8, Fox Julie Whiskey here, and I'm way up here in the Sault Ste. Marie area. Good afternoon. Did we lose you? That must have lost your screen. Well, negative. I've got on the other phone, so I'm going to go back to monitoring statewide 1, KE8FGW, Sault Ste. Marie.
KE8WUO, monitoring statewide 1.
NAPZT listening statewide 1. Heard NAPZT out.
KDAVI, I'm in Boston, Richmond, if you copy me. NAWRO. KDAVI, good test from Richmond, if you copy me. November 8, Whiskey.
This is KE8WUO, monitoring statewide 1.
KFAS testing. Just testing a radio. KFAS clear.